Krishna 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 Pahima.
The Subduing of Kaliya.
On a very bright sunny day in Vrindavan, Krishna awakes before sunrise. He is awakened by the loud sounds of peacocks. He runs around the house in great joy. He needs no parents to wake him up as he wakes at the crack of dawn. In his house, he has a wonderful courtyard. He plays there with his baby calves and Balaram, swinging from one tree to another tree, giving butter to the monkeys. His mother is shouting at Krishna and Balaram to get ready. Eat something, then go play outside. After Krishna gets ready, his friends arrive, and he is off before Mother Yasoda has a chance to say goodbye. Krishna is so mischievous.
Don't forget your lunch pack, Krishna, and have a great day.
I have it, Father. Bye, I love you.
And off Krishna went. What excitement awaits Krishna today in the land of Vrindavan. With his friends, he heads off to one of the 12 forests of Vraj. The gopis watched Krishna go by. They too wanted to be with Krishna. They wanted to go. But they would have to wait till evening when Krishna gets back. Krishna waves at the gopis. Dashing through the forest, no one could keep up with Krishna. Boy, could Krishna run fast. He would hide from his friends. He would climb the trees and come down swinging from branches and jump onto the back of Subal, his friend. In this way, Krishna gave so much happiness to his cowherd boys. Sometimes the boys would imitate the animals of the forest. Some tried to be peacocks, while others tried to be frogs. And if the frog jumped in the lake, so would they, making everyone laugh. However, all liked to be the monkeys, for monkeys are known for their naughtiness, jumping here and there. One boy even tried to catch the tail of the monkey, but the monkey was too fast. The life of Krishna was very simple, looking after his father's calves in the groves of Vrindavan with his friends. On this day, the sun was very hot, as they were right in the middle of the summer. Krishna said,
"Let's go for a swim in the river Yamuna. See who gets there first."
They all rushed to the river Yamuna. All of the boys were very hot, so they began to drink the water of the river Yamuna. But as they drank, they were not feeling too well. One by one, they fell to the ground. Krishna arrived.
"What has happened to my friends?"
He simply glanced at them and brought them all back to life. The boys were sure they were dead, looking at each other confused. The water was poisoned, but how? One boy said, "I have heard there is a big multi-headed snake that lives in the river. This snake is the cause of the poisonous effect of the water. This snake is called the Kaliya serpent."
"I will teach him a lesson. He can't pollute our river Yamuna."
Krishna climbed a nearby tree and jumped into the river Yamuna. Despite his friends protesting Krishna not to go in the river because of the very dangerous snake that lives in the water, Krishna splashed and splashed in the water, making such a noise that it disturbed the Kaliya serpent that lived underneath. It came to the surface and saw Krishna in his waters. It came towards Krishna with red glowing eyes, spitting deadly poison. All the boys were horrified at seeing the big multi-headed snake. Fearing for safety of Krishna, the snake was hissing loudly and was very, very angry.
"How dare you disturb me?" "You will pay with your life."
the snake attacked Krishna, spitting poison at him. There was a big fight. Eventually, the snake coiled Krishna up tightly. News was sent to Maharaj Nanda that Krishna was in danger. They came rushing to the river to see what was happening. To their amazement, they saw their Krishna being held up by the snake. They tried going in the river to save Krishna, but the effects of the poison was too great. What can be done to save Krishna?
I must go in the river to save my Krishna. Oh Krishna, please, someone help my Krishna. Krishna!
Mother Yasoda fearlessly tried to go in the river to save Krishna, for Krishna meant everything to her.
Do not go in. It's not safe. It's poisonous. Stop her! Stop her! Stop her!
Everyone stopped Mother Yasoda from going in the water. The whole of Vrindavan was at the banks of the river seeing this very dangerous scene. How could they help Krishna? They were powerless to do anything. Krishna, seeing his dear mother crying out loud, decided to end this. He quickly slipped out of the snake's coils and began hitting the snake on the chest, thus subduing Kaliya. Krishna then quickly jumped on the head of Kaliya and began dancing on the multi-heads of the snake. The demigods came to witness this amazing sight. They showered flowers at Krishna. He danced joyfully on the snake. When Kaliya was exhausted, his anger subsided. His wives, known as the Nagapatnis, arrived and offered beautiful prayers to Krishna, asking for forgiveness for Kaliya's evil ways. Kaliya too offered prayers to Krishna.
My lord, by nature of being a snake, I am a great disturbance to others. Please forgive me.
Do not stay here in this river anymore. Go live somewhere else.
Krishna then emerged out of the water, safe and victorious. Seeing Krishna was still alive, Mother Yasoda rushed to Krishna to embrace him and kiss him. Krishna assured that they do not need to fear the snake anymore, as it is leaving the river Yamuna. The waters were safe for all to drink and play in it. Thus, Krishna performed various pastimes in Vrindavan, bringing much joy to the residents of Vraj.
Oh Krishna, I'm so happy you are safe from the Kaliya serpent.